This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mitch, please. All right, guys, we got audio from Game 3 of the World Series last night. This is via the Yankees radio network. John Sterling on the call of an Aaron Judge high fly ball that he initially thought was not only high, but also far.
And the breaking ball, there it goes. Deep left center field, and Teoscar is there to make the catch. Oh, did I get fooled on that? What with that swing and the ball majestically going to left field, I actually thought it was going to be out, and it wasn't close.
Leave that old man alone. He's 86 years old.
I love that he immediately
audio courtesy
like,
of WFAN.
Immediately he's like, yeah, I thought it was one thing, it wasn't.
Leave that 86-year-old man alone, man. Come on.
How bad are we going to sound
like
86?
I like John Sterling.
How bad? I'm going to sound
how
so
bad
much
will
worse.
You sound like at 86? I will have been dead for over 20 years, so good luck to you.
It's true.
Thank you very
when
much.
When I'm 86, Mason will be what? Middle school
14?
Graduation?
Yeah.
Poor John Sterling. Damn
I do
it.
Feel bad, Mitch.
Damn
and,
it.
And look, Mitch, the reality is Mitch is doing anything he can to distract from the fact that his team is getting swept. And now we're not allowing you. We gave you wiggle room during the ALCS. That has been rejected. You are a Yankee fan through and through. This has got to be humiliating for you.
This entire series has been hilarious to me.
How do you? Oh, it's hilarious now. That's a way to cope.
The way that this team seemed like after beating Cleveland that they could match up with another team that's a high-paying team in baseball, and they've been anything but. The fact that Aaron Judge has struck out, 20 times in 12 games is insane. The pitching can't keep up with the Dodgers lineup, and it just seems like game four is inevitable.
Why is Aaron Judge striking out so much? Where are the adjustments?
What's happening?
I thought he was a world-class
hitter. Make your
hitter.
Adjustments. Where's your halftime adjustments?
He can hit for power, but every team right now is throwing a slider outside.
He's a breaking
ball outside.
He's a good softball player.
Curveball, not very much.
You actually have to connect the bat to the ball to see power. I am seeing a bunch of swing and a miss. A swing and a miss. Oh, Judge.
Know what you guys need to do?
One, swing and a miss.
You guys need to invest in Juan Soto and then trade Aaron Judge.
Yeah, trade a guy who just hit 58 home runs in the regular season. Is going to win second MVP.
Juan Soto's 26 years old. Aaron Judge is going to be 33 at the beginning of next season.
Thankfully for the Yankees, they can pay
33.
That much.
He's 32
right now.
He's 33.
He's 32. He's going to be 33 April 26.
Why did I think he was 25?
He
was
a rookie. Soto to
you know what
to
ass man,
Judge.
Man.
Oh, my God, he's 32.
He's almost as old as Rodney McLeod.
Is that because I just started watching baseball this year?
He's almost as old as Rodney McLeod.
I swear to God, I would not have guessed that within 6 years. How old Aaron Judge is?
Because every superstar now is like under 25. It's just crazy.
Yeah, there you go.
Are the natives getting restless in New York? I know you catch that New York radio more than you listen to
I'd imagine, but I'm not going anywhere near the city after they lose game four.
You don't listen to us. Why? I don't even want to get into that. All right, fine. Thank you very much for being a Yankee fan and letting us all bag on you.
Part-time.
You part-time Yankee fan, full-time pain in my ass.
Zero time is your mic working for the rest of the show.
Did you see the renderings of the new
I did.
I'm sorry. I thought about you calling it Project Pipe Dream or whatever you call it. You said at the beginning of the show. So there's artist renderings of a possible new dome along where Burk Lakefront Airport is.
Yeah, the year 3000. In the year 3000.
How will we sound when that's actually built?
We're going to be talking about the good old days of newspaper. We used to wake up Sunday morning. I'd steal the newspaper. My dad would steal the newspaper from the neighbors.
The best thing is the article's there. The loudmouths on city council will make the biggest deal about it. And Lima has nothing but jokes to make that make me laugh my
Wait
ass
a second.
Off.
The city council that actually stayed longer than 20 minutes
you
at
set
the meeting.
Me up. Don't you set me up and do it. Don't you set me up.
All right.
Get on the Casey
Listen,
train.
Brian, we've played your comments before on the air. We'll be more than fair to you. I don't think it's responsible to walk out of city council meetings.
Say the full name. People might not know who. There are 17 Casey, right? of them. Yeah, there's 17 so council members. It's hard to keep them all together.
I want to be as respectable as I can. We'd love to hear your side. I don't think we should be in the habit right now, given the gravity of this matter to be walking out of city council meetings.
That was over the $40 million thing over the other two stadiums.
Okay, right.
And he got so upset about it, he decided to walk out of the meeting because that's what his constituents voted him for, to walk out of his job. That's what they vote for you for, huh?
You imagine right now.
Like, walk on out.
Most.
I'm so mad I'm walking out of here. I can't believe you're asking us for $20 million.
Anthony Lima is going to fight for you to be that Ohio senator so bad that he's going to walk out of every meeting he can.
I can't do my job. I'm walking out of here. As long as they talk about me on the radio, I'm doing my job. I hope the constituents in West Park understand that you walked out of your job.
Maybe he is just following their lead. Maybe when he goes door to door, he's famous. Kenny, he's famous for going door to door. Maybe that's what they tell him. Hey, you get in there and you make sure to leave before you get a piece of word in edgewise.
I'm a loudmouth. I know I'm a loudmouth. I know I'm an emotional person. And I know that I also don't have any real power. And that's a good thing. Because if I decided to get all loud and boisterous and say nasty things with you, if you and I were actually voting on something and had that type of power, that would be dangerous. And frankly, I'll say it, irresponsible. But that we're going to, what was it last week? Put a damn winning team on the field. And now we're walking out of meetings here. What are we doing? What are we doing? Fact is, I might have voted for the guy when I lived in West Park.
Did they change?
I might have.
Did they change, Kenny? Did they abide by Robert's rules of order?
Wouldn't be the first thing I voted for that
council?
I wouldn't like. What? What is the Robert's rule of order? You can just walk out of the meeting?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Is that
not do the job you're paid to do by the taxpayer?
Is that an addendum to the Robert's rules of order?
Walked out of the meeting.
When you hear something you don't like, you walk out. You show them.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Again, if you put a winning team on the field, then they can move to Brook Park.
They have box scores for all the city councilmen. Hey, let's look at the minutes for this one. Oh, wait, he only played half the game.
Yeah, but what was his plus minus?
Yeah, right.
I'd rather have George Forbes threaten me in a hallway than you'll walk out of a meeting. God bless George Forbes, by the way. God bless.
Maybe we're just not hearing his side. Let's get his side.
What side? Of what? I don't know. Mike Polensic seems to have done a great job for 40 years. And other than the hat, I don't know of crazy things that he said. I'm sure there's been a couple of opinions, right? You and I have met Blaine Griffin. I'm sure there's skeletons in everybody's closet, but they stay. They do their jobs. Don't give them the money, give them the money. It's your choice. You got to stay for the meeting. What are we doing? What, Owen?
We had somewhere to be.
Yeah, welcome to the no-spin zone, apparently.
On the Casey turn.
It's political season.